Blog Talk Radio.
It's grind or die.
Grindin'.
Promote till my stomach hurt. No asking why.
Ready?
Do you hear me in these streets? I can feel it easy. My style is all thin. I'm going after me. There's no class to me. Ain't nothing after me. Against me, second place is you have to be.
Girlfriend.
You already had your chance to get that cold shoulder. Right over, right over. And you smell when I'm cooking, paparazzi looking. You was aiming for first, cause it's already looking. I'm 100% certified, it's no placement. Dutch is no end, and ain't no replacement. I'm a winner, that's just something you gon' have to start facing. Like I'm arrogant, but it's confident. And you stepping out of line, cause it's consequence.
Problem.
This bitch is bipolar, and my defense. Ham, Dutch is go ham, I'm about to go ham. But I still make time to drop this mission impossible. Daily hustle shows, real niggas know I'm broke and fed up, trying to get my bread.
I'm
acting rich with deliverance. Google me, I'm hot, must be on top. This can be my last shot. I keep that heat turned up, you should play with fire. Say such and say hi, bitch, you's a liar. Stop praying among truths, hate ain't you. You can say what you want, do what you want to do. I know it's jealousy, then I talk shit, so it's elevated. Sorry you're mad, and that you can't celebrate it. Name up your tongue, bitch, or I'ma have to separate it. You don't gotta like me, but you will respect. Or that thing in your mouth, oh yes, you will get. Matter of fact, turn around, this is sick of bitch. Why they get sloppy? I don't play with a full deck, watch your hand, fam. I've been in remission, qualified for the position. I only drop jewels, maybe you should listen. Body style like mine, nigga, what competition? Make mine the most, my team real money getting. About to bring 2014 and guarantee it. And we don't buy bottles, son, we can't check. Green leaf for life, don't you ever forget. And good morning to you, just in case you slept. Green leaf, real talk, mixtape on deck. From draws that project, call it the Allen. Come up with that ride, you leaving it silent. My nigga stay up 7:39, nigga, far from all of that ingredients. It's law on day. R.I.P. to my nigga Dirt. Royal Flush Mafia in the building. This green leaf everything. Hey, shit.
You. So you want me to do? You want me to put up on that? Right now, you're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to. I don't want to ask. I don't want to fuck with you because you are. Police all are watch you. See? The pigs good all watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Jail, dog. Splash your number. And that's a Beanie Seagull. Because I'm a real bad man. I'm a self-fellowman, bro. I sweet bully. Back in full effect. I'm a self-fillet. Well, I go on to the 5,000. Oh, this my real bum buckler. Bad man. You hear that? Bill.
$200 fan and a star phone. 30 shot banana and my firearm. That's the any nigga that I slide upon. Supply your mama with the casket she put flowers on. The Don Dada, the Roddy boy. The top shot, your eyes clap, your body boy. Go suck your fire. I'm bad. Boy, I warn, boy,
like Big Papa.
I squeeze chopper, release copper.
Yeah, bleed proper.
Yeah, empty out the clip to the Beretta lot. Circle the block, scope, see if he dead or not. 7 shot, 38, the letter pop. Squat, squeeze with one eye open like Fetty Wap. And I don't really want to expose you, I'm trying to be humble. My dad's belong in the woods and not in the jungle. And you ain't never in the hood, scared them niggas of Trump. Got niggas in your circle now, that's waiting to slump you.
Some pussy for no sit in a rampant bad man. We shoot boy and kill them all and done. Underground them a go. Kick out boy Maro. Gunshot we a beat night and day. Beat this nigga.
Right back on that ass. I ain't finished, nigga. I will drag your ass till you surrender, nigga. You sweet, nigga. You fake, nigga. You splendid, nigga. Pussy, you ain't tough, nigga. You tender, nigga. I engine niggas, beginning niggas. I been a nigga.
Bitch, I kill your vibe.
Shut up, Kendrick, nigga. Nigga, I watch the locks and I listen, nigga. Could have been the fourth member, but I went with Chica. Sing your niggas, I'm with whatever. Let's get it, nigga. I slide down your chimney like it's December. Pop off on sight, shoot up your sprinter, nigga. And you ain't about that life, so stop pretending, nigga. And I can give you shit if I'm offending, nigga.
No remorse.
Yeah. Bitch, if that's you fix, that's what's meant for, nigga.
Yeah.
I put this city on the map.
Facts.
Who the fuck wanna claim King now?
Bully back,
bully back,
bully back. Philly, better look out enough. Broad Street Bully, back in full effect. Feel we come to take over this bomb buckler. I wanna kill who really and who's up on top. Know that.
You come to my house, don't you ever bring scale business to me. I run shit, I kill for nothing.
Real murderer.
I mean, that's the money I deal with people. Don't bring that shit to me again.
Broad Street Bully, wagon. Real bad man. Top shutter. Shoot them off, bumble. Suck your mother. Gonna steal people. Pussy.
You're already green with green. Welcome to my world of green. The number is 4803-422. I just wanted to accept the say hello to everybody. Talk with that tonight. If you, or you could just listen in to the that Dr. It basically, do you know everything about your partner? But the truth is, we change your time, and tonight I'm going to give you 35 questions, or at least as we can get to questions, to learn each other better, to better, you know, have a relationship, make, you know, healthy lives. So, on it. So that, again, the nine is the number 9103322.
I think that is a marvelous subject. Everybody tonight, everybody in the followers on social media, see you on GH. Follow twin on myself. GH. Week, you know, things behind the scenes, which is coming up soon. So make sure you go in, 50 or Green Network to some more music.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Rihanna.
Another one.
We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in as much as I can gain from Maytag. Rock up and sit on the rug. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too sitting down tonight. Cause I can do some things that I I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
I heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. Tell you gone off the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? Wipe away, sit on brown nigga. I probably shouldn't be around you. You get wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do?
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Crazy because she
so you want me put up on that right now. You're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to fuck with you because you are police all are watch you. See, the police good at watch you, right? Blood clot. No,
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Splashing on, bruh. And that's a beanie seagull. Ha, that was a man a real bad man. I'm a self-filling man, bro, a sweet bully. Back in the police. Really I'm a self-filling. Walk on through the 5,000. Oh, this man a real bum buckler. Bad man, you hear that? Bill.
$200 fan and a star phone. Dirty shot banana and my firearm. That's the Henny nigga that I slide up on. Supply your mama with the casket she put flowers on. The Don Dada, the Roy boy. The top shot, your eyes clap, your body boy. Go suck your father. I'm bad boy, I warn boy. Like Big Papa. I squeeze chopper, release copper. Yeah, bleed proper. Yeah, empty out the clip to the Beretta lot. Circle the block, scope, see if he dead or not. 7 shot, 38, the letter pop. Squat, squeeze with one eye open like Fetty Wap. And I don't really want to expose you, I'm trying to be hungry. But dead belong in the woods and not in the jungle. And you ain't never in the hood, scared them niggas of Trump. Got niggas in your circle now, that's waiting to slump you.
Some pussy for no sit in a ramp with bad man. We shoot boy and kill them all and done. Underground them ago. Kick out boy Maro. Gun chat we a beat night and day. Beat the single.
Right back on that ass. I ain't finished, nigga. I will
drag your ass till you surrender, nigga. You sweet, nigga. You fake, nigga. You splendid, nigga. Pussy, you ain't tough, nigga. You tender, nigga. I engine niggas, beginning niggas. I been a nigga.
Bitch, I kill your vibe.
Shout out to Kendrick, nigga. Nigga. I watch the locks and I listen, nigga. Could have been a fourth member, but I went with Chica. Sing your niggas, I'm with whatever. Let's get it, nigga. I slide down your chimney like it's December. Pop off on sight, shoot up your sprinter, nigga. And you ain't about that life, so stop pretending, nigga. And I can give two shit if I'm offending,
no
nigga.
Remorse. Yeah.
Bitch, if that's you fix, that's what's meant for, nigga.
Yeah.
I put this city on the map.
Fact.
Who the fuck wanna claim king now? Bully back,
bully back,
bully back.
Philly better look out enough. Bruh, sweet bully. Mocking fully fake. Philly, we come to take over this bomb buckler, ya. I wanna kill who really and who's up on top. Know that.
Come to my house. Don't you ever bring skin business to me. I run shit. I kill for nothing.
Real murderer.
I mean, that's the money I deal with people. Don't bring that shit to me. Again.
Right, yeah, right. Buddy, well, gone. Real bad man. Top shutter.
I don't know what the fuck. So sorry. Apologize, guys. Difficulty issues. Thank you for staying there awaiting Dr.'s turn. So, on the day, because the doctor on the day, for those who don't quite understand, so now what I mean is that I lose myself to a talk. The different categories I cover is life, bullshit, because I can see it and smell it from miles. Very good mediation. I'm very knowledgeable on a lot of just relationship situations. And so I decided, instead of having people text me or emailing me and calling me about problems, I made the day available. So you can, some people like, damn, Dutch, I don't want on the air. Oh, wow. It's available for that day if you have issues and you would like to call in. And you, another thing, if you would like real opinion, a good opinion outside looking in, because sometimes you are in a relationship and you and your partner are going through situations and you need somebody on the outside looking in saying, you know what, you was fucked up for this or you was fucked up for that. And maybe that could save your relationship. Sometimes it can't, but sometimes it can. I personally don't have anything to lose by lying to you or taking your side or taking your partner's side, but just a honest ear that can stand with me and say, you were wrong, this is right. My opinion. If you don't want my advice, fine. You don't have to. Hey. But so you know, 25 million value my opinion. That's nothing. Okay, the hint on here to make why this is where it's at. You know, options that you have. If you're in a bad day, had a bad week, this is also the day to do that. You could call in and be like, you know what, I had a bad week all week and I want to air somebody out. I air them out. We definitely want, I'm going to want to know why you air them out, but you can air them out. Go right the fuck in. Well, it could be your baby mom, it could be your baby dad, it could be any person in your life that you want to air out. Again, this is the day to do it. You don't have to call and text and phone up with this stuff. You could just sit out. And I mean, I'm gonna say your name right on air. How are you? You don't want that's fine. I'll go 35 questions to help you understand your partner a little bit better. So you may think you know your partner, everything about your partner. But the truth is, we use these 35 questions to understand each other a little bit better. So the first one, So being a couple means taking the time to get to know each other. It doesn't have to be a whole a whole lesson plan about the in and outs of dating and so on. You can simply learn from each other as your relationship progresses. Why is it important? As time goes on, you discover that your partner's good parts as well as their bad parts. And notice little things that make them happy, big things that make them sad. Start to put it on your wrist that the person you love is human, but certain things they may have flaws, but they also have support. And because of them and none of it matters because you want to be with them, maybe some of these things will help you stay together. So how and when you can ask these things. You can look through these anytime you like. If you see an opportune moment and it comes up to the subject, you can set a time for you and your partner to go out on a date night, specifically designated for question asking. So this here is just setting you up on how you can actually ask these different questions to your partner, you know, to kind of see, you know, gauge where your relationship is, whatever. Okay, so this is why I approach this in an open sense of learning about your partner with this mindset. Some partners don't like to talk about this. So maybe you know how to ask these questions. So one of the questions you can ask be, you know, maybe you got, you know, 20, maybe we have the same that you have. So one thing you can say to your partner, it says, you can say, honey, what are your three top pet peeves? Now, pet peeves are shit that just piss you off. Most, no matter what, you're gonna get fucking. You people don't know what their partner's pain is, and you're doing constantly with the pet peeve. So, what would be one of your pet peeves?
Lying. We can't stand a liar. 100 be as 100 as possible to you. Like, know what I mean? Whether you like it or you don't. I'll tell you what it is. Yo, this is what it is, yo. If you just a liar, this is, I can't fuck with you. Like, that's tainting my will.
I hate a lie because your mouth is open. And somebody who lies so you don't know that you fuck. Do you even know you still lying? Like, do you know that I know?
I know. Still lying.
Okay, so all right, same pet peeve. We got another pet peeve for me would be. I got so many. I don't know. I think lying is like ultimate. I don't like people who. How do you say? Purposely. I don't know how you. When you were like. And I hate to. But I remember he was like, you know, he was like, it's one thing, it's nobody likes. He's just arrogant. People know that they're arrogant and
they like doing
it. Hey, they like annoying us. I don't like that. That's big for me. And to see someone doing it. You understand what I mean? On purpose. Like, I hate to see, even if you're not doing it directly to me. You know what I mean? Understand what I mean? And I know that you're doing it. Like, I'm not going to laugh with you because I know that, like, you'll be like, oh, you know, I'm just a person. No, that's not cute. I don't. I'm not going to laugh with you, even if it's not directly to me. I appreciate you doing it to anybody. Like, I don't think people, and 100, and I say this because I'm not ashamed, and, you know, the more I deal with it, the better it is for me. It's like, 100, I have a condition. So you know who you're amongst. That's what I'm saying. You could be and fucking with the wrong person. And that person could be fucking with you. You have no idea who you're fucking with. And I got older, and as I learned more about my own mental condition, it helped me not to do that to people, because this person could be just as crazy as me. What if they're crazier? What if they're actual serial killer? You understand? You got to know. Don't do it. Don't intentionally. That's one of my biggest things this season. I was saying that to Twin. I feel like that's all from down from being younger. It's people don't like to leave because, oh, I don't just don't like nobody to pick at me. I don't like nobody talking about me. No, listen. It's me off like 100 to. And again, that's something that ashamed of. So I feel like certain people, you see what I mean? Like, you don't know. Don't, you shouldn't. It, fuck.
I agree. I don't like motherfuckers like that. But I say for myself, and I ain't ashamed to admit it, I will fuck with the person that I can't fuck with. Like, you know what I mean? For example, like, I'm going to say, I'll give you this and that. I fuck with my probation officer. I'll say something to annoy you, but not disrespect you in a way, because I can't curse you out, or like, I can't line. So I'm gonna little jabs and shots here and there, sarcastic.
Like, not illegal.
Right.
Not illegal. Be a smartass.
Right.
You a smartass?
Dance or not. Say I don't like somebody who has no and dreams.
Oh.
And stay that has old dreams and don't want to stop from what they say. So you want to work at Wildlife. That's it.
Settle.
You settle. I can't stand that. Like, I'm the type of nigga who want bigger and better things. Like, I got a hustler's ambition, so I can't settle for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I can't fuck with somebody who's just gonna settle or say that they gonna do something and not gonna do it. Like,
want me to settle because they settle. If I'm talking moves and blah blah or whatever, and you down in everything, you know what I mean?
Like,
right. If it's a circle of hustle, all talking, we trying to do this. I'm trying to do. It's that one.
For example, you want to be a basketball player, but you're doing nothing to take that. I know it's not easy. They don't get a chance to do that. You ain't doing nothing to take that step. Hey, you may not make it to the NBA. You got street teams that's doing things. There are other teams out there that you make a profit and a living off of playing ball. Want to be a model, like, doing nothing, you still going to fucking to Burger King every day and not losing that weight and getting this to the size that you, or you're not trying to do your portfolio, do shit like, come on, like, stand somebody that doesn't do what they supposed to do. You just settle. That's what I can't fuck.
And you know what? The 100 is motivation. You know, I get closer than I push myself. I like to go. I like more. And it says the same exact things that Lynn and I are speaking of. Motivational speakers say, stay away from those type of people. Away from people who don't want to see you do better. You know what I mean? And then, oh, I almost said a name. Oh, I had to catch myself. But I, no matter how much I talk about myself and how I'm doing, things that I'm doing, how happy I am doing it. Right. It's all, and that's enough. You know what pissed me off about that? No, but what pissed me off about that is not because you taking the jab, but why are you taking that is the question. And I'm preaching positive, and I'm talking about good shit for me and you. Why are you taking the jab at me? That's what I don't understand. That's the that I don't get.
I understand people like no, like basketball player, but all you is just watch basketball on TV. So that makes you just a spectator because you're not out there playing ball or nothing like that. Just. You're not doing nothing, like, makes you a spectator. I agree with you on that, too. I completely agree with that. People just taking jabs because you ain't got no fucking dream.
Like, and you know what I love about my twin? He doesn't just, this is what makes you, a lot of reasons make you my nigga, but this really make you my nigga 100, is that the fact how you don't observe me, you observe other people, how they see me. My Lord, be going on with a situation, and you stop and be like, no. I don't like how such a did this. You understand me? Like today, I was, you know, in sort of a way, that needed it. But as I was checking them, they're immediately new involvement attachment to me. You understand me? Broke down like because I didn't want this to happen to you. You understand? So a person who says something to you because they see outside men, I don't want nothing to happen to you personally and I don't want nobody else to do nothing to you. That's different. As opposed who's just out? You doing wrong? Doing that wrong? I'm just fucked at this. You, I'm just going this on like this because I'm too, and they fuck it. I'm gonna say this at. So
me don't like it.
Right. So it's not to say, you know, if you have your in you it we're put in this context for Ace and I. We do business together. We turn it around in your relationship. If you have your chick always saying something negative to you, or you have your man always saying something negative to you, you got to kind of look at that. Is this, you know what? Is my bitch saying something negative to me because what the fuck she's saying? That's something different. Because if you are constantly saying to me, you know what? I don't like it. I'm still in a relationship with me. If you say it constantly to somebody, I don't like this, and they make an effort to change your business to make it worse, knowing that you don't like it. But I don't know what to say about that.
You probably, just like my twin said, you trying to piss you, you tripping it, and once again, you don't know who you're fucking with. Not everybody gonna be all cool about this shit. Not everybody's fine with that. And when you fuck with the wrong person, you get beat the fuck up. Then what?
All sad.
All shot.
something that.
Right. What?
What? It's true.
It can't happen.
Listen, all I'm just saying is that no other partner, spouse, know who you're dealing with.
I got a couple pet peeves, though.
Listen. Okay.
Understand.
Are you still a pet? Okay.
I can't stand a stink bitch. Not meaning, okay, your attitude in your body odor, No, you could be the bad bitch in the world. You stink and your body. Come on, man. Those two never can't. It's not gonna happen. Can't stand that. Wash your ass.
I feel like there's no excuse if you have a thing. Not even as a woman. There's no excuse, but especially if you have a significant other. Your fucking man should never say that you stink. Your woman should. If your man says, baby, could you wash? You should be washing 15 fucking times ever since you again for the rest of your fucking relationship. Do you know how vile you have to do? Because dudes will let their bitch smell, you know what I mean? And not tell figuring, you know, she don't wash or whatever. He can't take, that's your man saying, damn, I can't take the smell no more, bitch. God, I can't take the fucking smell. You fucking stink. Some bitch.
I'm a bitch that can't cook out there with a stink, bitch. Ooh. Cook. And I could teach you how to cook.
I can't teach you how to cook.
Right.
Other guys do that.
You know, wash. I tell you, you
stink. I don't want to have to fucking tell you. You stink. I don't think. I feel like as an adult, you should. My mom used to always say, "They'll smell you." My biggest used to be, and no disrespect to Africans, used to go get. I would a big deal because I'm between your legs. I could smell your. I know what pussy. 100. You're not bread. What the fuck smell? What's that? Smell what's that by meat? No. No, bitch. Is there raw meat around? What the fuck? And then I was sitting there. It was so bad. I was holding my nose for like the first, I want to say, half an hour of you braiding my hair. And I'm understanding why the, what the fuck is this smell? Then she was like, I'm going to take a break. And I will come braid your hair. My is going to braid it. Okay. So, I didn't know that anymore. And I looked at my hair. What is this doing? Your sister has just as good a job as you. And I don't have to smell that. I'd rather just let her do that shit. Y'all going to spend money anyway. Her do it. She came in. She's like, okay. I was like, no. Just be nice. I said, no, you can't braid my hair. It was like, for them, as soon as I said that, I don't know how they speak. Language must have been saying, she's the first one to say that. So another girl comes over to me, and she, the next lady that came over to me, did my hair for the next, like, 5 years. Over to me, and she apologized. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. We have a problem with her because other women complain that she smells. She said her whole body smells. Now, that's, come on. It's like a whole home. How come? My thing is, I'm going to stay up with you in knowing that you smell. Someone having a sniff and lick and me fill up on a chick, don't you be every time that happens? I don't know. Average is good. I like.
I can't stand it. Fucking disgusting. It's very nasty. I just have to smell. I'm a dude and I wash my ass 2 times a day most of the time. 2-3 times a day. If you stinking and you just fine with that, something wrong. So I'm completely wrong. Up with you. A pet peeve.
So in details of pet peeves, the things, okay, crazy, but it says you should use often. You know what, baby, what I'm most proud about you is, how often do you say that to your partner? You know what? I'm proud of you. I feel like just looking at your partner and seeing progression, seeing ambition, seeing accomplishment, goals, and to say, aside from being significant other, just as a fucking person, as another human being, yo, I'm proud of you. At 100, say that all the time. I come in lawyers and doctors, new lawyers, new doctors, and I come against young guys that has been, you know, in the NFL, and a lot of different people I meet in my life every day. How many times I ask to somebody, I'm proud of you. I know what you're through. The fact that you're doing that right now, I'm proud of you. As a lady, some don't wait to get you done. Like, this young boy was, he said he just came in and cool. He was good. He was like, because I graduated college and I'm about to be a nurse. And before I take the job at the hospital, I'm going to travel to work. I'm proud of you. Right.
So that was at the beginning was ambition. You can have all the time in the world. You have no ambition, you're not going nowhere. Because ambition is what gets you to where you need to go. You can have all the time that you need there. If you have the ambition, you have to actually do what you need to want to do or what you're trying to do. Unless somebody give it to you, and when they give it to you, it's not yours. You ain't earn it. I had plenty, I'm not bragging, I hate to bring it, I had plenty of fucking money. Well, all the money I had, that was money. So a lot of that, I don't have anymore. I'm hustling. I don't have those things. But the stuff that I work and get, I still have those things. Bust your ass, you hold on to the stuff that you get, gets given to you or whatever way you get it. You ain't gonna hold on to that. Earned it, if you earned it and somebody gave it to you, that's a different story. Work hard what you want.
And then don't feel bad and you work hard what you want. You celebrate that. Don't be shy. Don't feel no sort of way. You should be celebrating yourself. Or somebody can come up to you like, hey, good job. Feel that yourself. I just did good fucking job today. Today is ice day. Celebrate yourself that you go and accomplish small goals in your life to get to those big goals. Maybe it may take months or years to get you want to go, but don't go sort of way. Each day you accomplish this today, hey, you might have get here. Every day is a stone. You got up to live the next day and you made an accomplishment. You met some type of goal where you really want to go. Celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself and don't let nobody take your fucking dream or your shine again because they don't want nothing in life. Celebrate. So. Okay, another question that you should discuss with your partner. This is deep. You got to be they say, hey, these are the things that I feel insecure about. Like, that could be in your life, because if you in a relationship and maybe you know that you're insecure about those things, that way, like, hey, wait a minute. I that, and it might change the shape of the relationship. So I don't think you, what do you think about it? Do you think you run down, hey, this is
honey, I don't know what the fuck I'm from.
You're about something.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you what it's from everything if we tell them. And if we had these problems going on, start no, it won't be no. If you heard before, that's the most various quote I had. And go through that again. I felt like once I crossed the bridge and that bridge crossed on the journey, I should go back to the same bridge. And like I should go back to because I already been through that. That's like going backwards, and I refuse to go backwards when I'm going forward.
Right.
Don't take me there. Might
oh,
not
you
be
not
a good.
Go there.
Just a minute. Ring. See, you show me back to do that to me. I'm trying to live a positive life now. Don't fuck with the negativity in my life. Bring me back there. Can't deal with it.
All right, so 5 minutes left. So another statement you make to your partner is you say, hey, honey, can I improve myself? What would you like me to do to improve myself? Now, I feel like, again, that's something that could backfire because significant might have a list that you could do this, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this. I would say, in this instance, if you're going to do parties or I would say, what can I do this week? This, like a small, I do better this that let's say, hey, can I do better that I haven't what do better to that relationship do better? And are we doing different will how the rest of it can be. Maybe we, you know what, baby, that was a good week. I mean, I think maybe you should do more of trying to do that. You know what, do better. Actually, you do this and then I'm gonna try to do this better. Think about that.
I agree. I completely agree. The whole list. I'm going to have things as well. You got a word.
I said one out of two.
Okay. So I agree with that. One thing at a time is a whole lot better than you put a whole bunch of shit and starting a big problem. Because it's a problem from doing all that shit. Well,
right. Listen, and then you know what too? Let's say I gave you something, and then by the second, by the third week, still listen to me. I want you to try. By the third week, wait, hold on now. I say your life. So then, where a line of things of to fix? Do you think that it'll be better to do it week by week, or think it would be better to be like, look, I don't like all of this shit. You work on how you fix it. Do you think they should? Would you rather know all of the things that your significant don't like rather than break every week something different?
I mean, that's kind of like a question. Like, I was say week, say get it all 100. Because after I bust my ass and everything, and I feel like somewhere, next got some other shit. Damn, what the fuck? Every week you got something now? Like, every something that you're unsatisfied with? I'm not big in that. So, You can shut the phone up now. 100. I'd rather you get it all out. Long as you write, matter of fact, write a list about it, and I'll go through the list. And if I feel like it's inconvenient, talk about it.
That, you know what? That would accept a list. And I wouldn't say, I didn't take a list, but you would accept a list and be able to give a list.
I don't say that either. Like, I'm pretty sure you set this shit out on, like, I'm a type of nigga, but I don't like, right? We could just get through whole fucking a whole journey. We just getting good. Got a big ass all fucking is. It could be Christmas time. If it's something that I don't like, I'm in the day, yo. Your birthday, telling you, yo, because we're not gonna continue to have these fucking problems, yo. You gonna know how. You got the worst day of work. Whatever it is, just out of church. I'm telling you, yo. I don't care. I'm
going to hell.
I appreciate you. Really appreciate you. I hope that you take some of these things that we spoke about and, you know, use it, you did, and, you know, got some friends. We listen to the show. And, you know, to help you and yours, and we definitely appreciate, you know, everybody who, you know, listening and, you know, try to get something from the things that we have to offer. We didn't get to 35. Sure, we'll have time to go through them again. Let me just put the number out for those who are, you know, just tuning in and learning this season of the show. The number is 914-03-4322. And also, we also have options for you to get your music played in the world. You can send MP3s to greeneverything@gmail.com. Or you can follow me at Duchess63 Divine on Facebook, Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Behind the Wall, same bat channel, 11 p.m. We appreciate it. We out of here.